Hi-ho! 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 Hi-ho!
Bonjour, ho! How you doing there?
I prefer my own version, which is bonjour, eh? It's the Canadian version. Look, Andrew, you can't make this stuff up. The Bloc Québécois is going to be downtown Montreal today with signs encouraging people to say bonjour, ho. I mean, there has to be one person in the Bloc Québécois to tell them, no, if a woman walks into the store, the first thing you say is bonjour, ho, it might not go so well. Yeah. No, I'm just saying. It's unbelievable. But I think that that's where we are. They've got nothing else to talk about. They're worried about that in downtown Montreal because of people shopping. This just in, there's nobody in downtown Montreal because of the pandemic, and half those stores are going to close. So this is your biggest concern? It's unbelievable. Anyway, rant over. But when I saw this one last night, I couldn't believe it.
Well, listen, Tom, nobody ever told people to say bonjour, hi. So, like, to suggest they say bonjour, ho, that's not the way human beings function. You know, these things sometimes just grow organically.
Seriousness, that was just developed as a defense mechanism not to anger anybody. You know, you were just going to use both and then... Yeah. Let the person know that they can talk back in whichever of those two languages they prefer. By the way, going back to my time when I worked in Quebec City, I worked for a few years in the legal department at the Conseil de la langue française. And I can tell you back then, even with Dr. Camille Lorrain, who was the minister in charge, it was evident. It was not in the charter of the French language. I worked for years with the guy who drafted Bill 101, and we would always give the same answer when people would call. No, Bill 101 does not in any way, shape, or form govern spoken communication by people. It's all about writing and signs and, you know, instructions and things like that. Yeah. So this is an anathema even to the way the bill was drafted. And by the way, François Legault's minister, I mean, I have no idea what this guy's going to be able to do with this, but he's shown an absolute inability to be subtle or to understand the history of language and people in Quebec. And this is really a danger right now.
Okay, I wanted to touch on the Pfizer vaccine, which some of them arrived last night at Mirabel and are making their way around the province.
Very impressive looking apparatus that they had, and they're bringing them first and foremost in Montreal to Maimonides, which is equipped to also deal with people who are coming in who are frontline workers in other long-term care centers. So Maimonides will, of course, be giving the vaccine to people on their own floors. They've got a whole system for rolling it out. There'll be extra staff there. But at the same time, it'll be the place where other healthcare workers will be able to come and get their vaccines. 900 of them apparently had already signed up to be part of this first batch. And what a relief this is going to be for those healthcare workers and for the families of the people in those residences.
Claude Castonguay, the father of public health care, would you say? Medicare?
Yes. Yeah, just an outstanding public figure. He was, by training, he was an actuary. You know, he had an incredible ability to organize things, and he was tapped. Going back to the Union Nationale government of Daniel Johnson, they brought him in to be the person to start putting together the free universal health care system that we were putting in across Canada. He was in charge here in the province of Quebec. He was so influential and so highly regarded. It was an inside joke. You know, the first Medicare cards here in Quebec were called, jokingly, the Castonguet. You know, that was in homage to the incredible work that this guy had done. Andrew, he went so far as to completely restructure all of the professions in Quebec, including the health professions, a model that has really survived the test of time. So this guy was a giant. He was still writing massive, you know, tomes and op-eds regularly. He was 91 years old, and he passed on the weekend. And he really deserves to be pointed out as a giant of the structuring of a modern Quebec.
What are you hearing about what happened to Brian Mulroney over the weekend?
I didn't get any details about it. All I knew is what I was able to read, which is that he was taken in for an emergency procedure that apparently went very well, and he was allowed to go back home right away, and it was a total success. He's 81 years old and, you know, quite a character. I get to see him at events when we were still having events, and he's always got a smile on his face. You know, he's quite the guy. But his family hasn't given much out, and that's fine. I mean, everybody's allowed their privacy on health issues, but, hey, we wish him well.
Thanks very much for your time.
Good to talk to you, Andrew.
Bonjour, bye.
Bonjour, bye.
Salut, bye.